2CC Richard Pernow podcast.
Luke Smith from Financial Planners of Envision. You had the vision. You actually won. This is the first time that an organisation has got a back-to-back. You got two in a row.
That's right, we have. Yeah, we've gone back-to-back, which is a wonderful testament to all of the hard work that the girls do in the office. So we run a best practice award. So it's a practice of the year that runs September to September on a business matrix of about 20 different categories. And we were lucky enough to win it last year. Yeah. Last month in we won the 2018 award as well.
Well done.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, we don't think about you and financial planners having a big brother, but this is a self-audit sort of thing, isn't it?
Oh, look, very much so. So my licensee and most financial planners, or all financial planners, will operate under a licensee. They provide a very heavy audit and compliance function for our business, obviously, because the protection of clients' money is super, super important. Yeah. And they are all over us like a rash when it comes to the hows, the whys, the whats, and all of the things that ASIC, the ultimate big brother, is looking to blowtorch you on.
So. Are they also a go-to group if you need advice?
Not so much. They're the licensed provider for financial planning businesses. So my licensee, we have probably 110 businesses around the country that have their license provided by Financial Services Partners, which ultimately is owned by IOOF. Yeah. So it's as independent these days as you can get, because it's not bank owned. So there's no bank alliance, and they provide us with our audit functionality and a range of other key things that help us provide access to the best possible investments, resources and facilities for our clients.
So if I wanted to become a financial planner, I can't do that without going to this group?
Well, not so much. This is one of many groups.
Okay.
But you need to have basically someone to provide you with the ability to operate. You become an authorised representative, and they are ultimately like your big brother. They're making sure you've done the right thing, and then obviously ASIC's looking down on them. And in the highly litigious world that we operate in,
that's blowtorch, isn't it?
Very much so. That's probably the best word to use.
Yeah. So someone's watching you, but that doesn't mean you sit on your laurels because you've had another award, does it?
Oh no, look,
there's always room for improvement.
Look, I've best practice always and always.
Yeah.
You know, that's the office mentality, and you know the girls are right on it. Barb and Sally do a great job of making sure that everything is on point. I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and people get what they want, because at the end of the day, if they can leave my office and go, wow, what a great experience, what more could I ask
for? That's it too. And it's not the first time though, is it? It's the second one you want, isn't it? And the third one.
Well, it's, you know, so we're just getting momentum.
Word of mouth.
I've only got one gear.
Yeah.
As I said to the boys when I stood up and collected the award in Cairns earlier this year, it's just getting us going.
Yeah.
You know, so look out. If you wanna beat me, whoo.
Yeah.
Claw it out of my cold, dead hands.
Well done, Luke.
So, yeah, thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
And, you know, the work goes on behind the scenes as well. That's the important thing, isn't it?
It's wonderful recognition for the girls. And as our clients know, Barbara and Sally are all over it. Yeah. And you won't meet many people like Barb that'll take something and own it and run with it and go as far as she can to get somebody the result they're after.
Mate, shout from the rafters. You know, when you win this sort of thing, that means you got to get three in a row next year.
Well,
that's the challenge.
We're trying to go for a hat trick.
Yeah, it's just a pity that the banks weren't under the blowtorch earlier than the Royal Commission.
I think it's been a very interesting
hasn't it ever?
It's been very interesting to see some of the things that have come out. And look, nobody can defend some of the practices that they've undertaken, and I think a tighter, more reformed, safer environment for everybody is a positive thing. The thing they need to be mindful of is, let's not start smashing eggs with sledgehammers. It's very easy to swing way out of control and jump to, you know, the nth degree. They need to be careful in the way that they implement change, because you are talking about people's livelihoods and people's businesses and things that clients need, but it definitely needs to be tightened up.
And Luke Smith, one of the noticeables that has been tightened up is lending.
Oh, look, very much so.
Because they're not going to give anyone now a bucket of money.
Yeah, look, they really have changed their tune. And today we're going to have a chat about some of the things that the banks are doing that people may or may not know about that they need to be mindful of when going to get money as part of our ongoing lending series.
Well, what things have changed since this commission?
Well, look, I think they've really taken a shining to what income you receive and how you receive it. So in the past, you could have a base income, some loading, and say you're a fireman or a police officer with an allowance or something that was added to your base income because of shift work.
Yeah.
In the past, they used to look at all of your income in totality. I speak to my mortgage broking mates now, and they're saying, well, any sort of penalty rates and things like that, they don't exist in the eyes of the lender. Now, I've prefaced that by saying all lenders can have a slightly different tilt on the way they look at things, but people need to be aware of these things, because a lot of people go in to borrow some money and say, oh, I earn this much and I should be able to service that, no problems.
But?
And then there's the ba-bong, yeah, no deal, because they may not take into account loadings. They may not take into account
bonuses, allowances. What about bonuses?
Bonuses, all those sorts of things. So different lenders, you know, look at things a different way. So getting a good mortgage broker to help you is vital, because there's nothing more frustrating when people go through this process directly, say, with a bank, and weeks and weeks and weeks into the process, it gets knocked on the head when a good broker could have gone, that won't stack up there, because they understand the appetite and the types of loans that different institutions want. So save yourself some time, save yourself some heartache, save yourself getting all upset and going home and kicking the cat.
Yeah.
Go and get some help, get a good broker, and make it as clean and as efficient as possible, because this sort of stuff should just run in the background.
Yeah. So they won't look at bonuses, they won't look at penalty rates. What about discretionary spending?
Look, very much so. Yeah. In the past, there are a number of key indexes that we use that the guys tell me, well, you know, a couple living here, they assume living costs are this. Now they're looking for 3 months of bank statements, and then they're breaking it down into between sort of 12 and 15 categories and working out what's that, what's that, what's that, and actually looking at people's money.
Can you see them also changing the superficial, well, I suppose it's not really superficial, Luke Smith, of giving you the whole money for your house? You're going to have 20%.
That's definitely gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
There are one or two out there that might go to 90%, but the good old days of, you know, you can borrow the house, the loan, the stamp duty.
That's it.
And have 110% of your purchase price.
No.
Those days are long gone. So people need to understand that.
Yeah.
Income and what's going to be included. If you've got existing investment properties, they may not include all of the rent. They may assume you only get 60, 70, 80%. 60%, depending on where the property is, as we talked about in the last show. Postcodes. Some postcodes come under more pressure than others, depending on the volume of available occupancy in that area.
Yeah.
So understanding where you're buying is very important. And also remembering that whilst you're applying for a loan, and the loan might be 3 point something, 4 point something with whoever your lender is, the bank could actually be assessing you on your ability to service a debt at 7% plus. And a lot of people get upset and get their undies in a bunch over this one, because they go, I earn good money, I have this, this and this. But your ability to service the liability and the lens that the bank uses is very, very different. And they're looking at you at 7% plus. Can you service it at that rate? If you can, okay, we're happy to lend it to you at 3.6, 4 point, whatever.
So the lending market has definitely changed since this Royal Commission.
You really need to go into this with your eyes open, because it's a very emotional transaction.
Yeah.
You know, people get their heart set on something. Most partners out there, I know most of the lads will understand, your wife can find the house of your dreams just about every other week if you let her.
Yeah.
So once she gets her eye on something and that's it, I'm going to have it.
But Luke Smith, in the positive way, that also helps you, the mortgagee, paying off your house, isn't it? Because you know you're going to be able to afford it.
Very much so. So, you know, have as big a deposit as you can get. I was just chatting with a client this afternoon, and, you know, she said to her son, look, I'm going to control your cash until you get a 20% deposit on a house worth this, which, from a behavioural standpoint, couldn't ask for any more.
No.
Because a lot of young people don't understand these sorts of things, and going out on the weekend and having a nice car, they're generally priorities. But if you want your mum to siphon off some cash to protect yourself from yourself, awesome strategy and a really smart way of moving forward.
Lending landscape has changed, as we'll continue to uncover with financial planner and award winner, Envision Financial, Luke Smith. I suppose, as I was just saying, at least the Banking Royal Commission has slapped these banks around, something fearful.
Oh, yeah, look, it's not all cupcakes and rainbows.
But at least you know when you go and you finally get that loan for that dream home that you're going to be able to afford to do it.
Yeah, look, exactly right. And
So you've got to get advice.
Exactly. Look, I think, and I keep touching on, you always start with why, and understanding what you're taking to the bank is really important. So finding a good broker is important from a time perspective, because everybody's busy these days. Everybody's flat out, and I often say now, are you busy or is it a priority?
Yeah.
Because everybody's busy.
What sort of questions should you ask?
Well, I think it's about going to the broker and giving them a clear understanding of where and what you want to spend. have an idea before you go in relation to what your threshold is and the lifestyle you want to maintain. So the last thing you want to do is roll all your dice on something and then end up living on, you know, baked beans and toast.
No.
Because people resent that over a period of time. Then you wish you never did it, and the cost of getting in and the cost of getting out of a house can be quite expensive.
So does that mean lay it all out in front of your financial planner?
Well, your financial we engage with a number of good brokers to help clients get through that, and we give them information in relation to what they need to. Really, what you're doing is you're forming an argument, and you're saying to Mr. Lender, "Hey, listen, give us what we need." So, have a clear understanding of your budget, have good records. So if you're thinking about buying something, tighten up your spending and have really, really good cash flow records.
3 months' worth.
At least 3 months' worth.
Okay.
So it's not something, oh, hang on, we want to try on Saturday and then change your behaviour. You should be changing your behaviour now to have a really solid application into early 2019.
Does that mean keep your receipts?
Well, not so much keep your receipts, but if your discretionary spending's maybe getting a little bit loose, it may be worth bringing it in so that you paint the best possible cash flow and expense picture when you go to see the bank.
And then buy a suit and a tie.
let the broker do that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the lads at Trilogy, they love their orange, so they're always always looking pretty sharp. So
now, what questions can you expect from your broker?
Well, I think it's really, you know, have an understanding of your cash flow. So what do you earn? Know your numbers.
Be honest.
Yep. What does it cost to live? Have a good understanding of your living expenses.
Do you sort of have wriggle room in there and put it up a little?
Oh, look, very much so. But you have to be realistic. And we spend a lot of time working with clients.
Oh, I don't go out. I never go out. We eat at home. We eat baked
correct.
Beans.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
And then
you
open up your bank statement and you're at the ABC Leagues Club four nights a week.
Yeah.
So it's going to come out in the wash. So you might as well just be open and honest and transparent from the start.
But your broker wants the best from you and for you anyway,
don't
they?
If somebody like a broker is going to go in and fight for you, give them the gloves, the wraps, you know, and the right tools. Don't put one hand behind their back and then complain they couldn't get the job done.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Also, think about upcoming expenses. Is anything going to change? Do you need to buy a car? Is your cash flow, you know, have you got leases? Have you got
all these kids going into high school?
Yeah,
more
exactly.
fees?
Anything that you know is going to change, factor those in.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting at home and you're thinking, well, what could we afford? And you jump online and you use one of these online calculators, bump it up 1.52%.
Yeah.
And just see what the number looks like. Because we are in a very, very low interest rate environment, and we have been for quite a while. And there's a greater likelihood of them going up over time than down.
That's right.
So we need to factor these things in, because you don't want to be that bloke at a barbecue on a Sunday saying, oh, I just lost my home because rates went up. And everybody looks around and goes, you couldn't see that coming?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So plan ahead. Don't think about now. Think about in the future.
Again,
and then
advice.
Also factor in, what if we went to one income?
Oh, what happened?
So if you're going to borrow and you have a mortgage, protect the thing that lets you stay in your house.
Yeah.
Protect your income. And the ancillary part to that is you get a tax deduction. So it's win-win.
That's why you need this advice from your broker.
You don't want a 30-year loan with a bank secured by 2 weeks of sick leave.
No, true. That's very true. Luke, okay, I'm 16 years into a 30-year loan. Can I refinance rejig it?
How do you do it? And again, it's about having a good broker that will give you the ability to know where to put the loan. Because different banks and different lending institutions have different appetites for risk, and that can be right down to occupation. Some banks love doctors. Some banks love fireys. Some banks love nurses. Some banks love pilots, others don't. So a good broker will be able to tell you where to go to get the best deal with the least grief whilst attaining the best outcome for you.
Yeah.
But you need to have an understanding of your situation, like your cash flow, your expenses, where the money's going, what you're going to need, potential changes. Could you change jobs? Are you going to be, as we said in another episode, employee or contractor? If you're thinking about going for a loan, don't go and change your employment status right before you walk into the bank.
Yeah.
Have some history there and have a rock-solid employment contract, or get a new job and be an employee so that you can paint the best picture. They're the sorts of variables that can really knock a deal over or make it harder for the broker to get you the best outcome going forwards.
Can I change my rate? Interesting.
Look, I think people should be shopping their rate around. I think in the current environment, if you're not shopping the rate around, you've put it politely, you've got rocks in your head. It's the last thing that someone at a lending institution is going to do is say, hey, we can give you a cheaper rate so we make less money.
Yeah.
Now, I've got clients that come in and we this is where we use part of our relationship with brokers to say, hey, as part of our broader plan, we're trying to review our cash flow. I had a lady come in just yesterday and say, oh, I dropped 200 a fortnight. Happy days.
Yeah.
Now, if she hadn't looked at that for 5 years, imagine what she could do with that money. Because it then flows on to, well, I saved some cash.
Yeah.
All right, let's take that saving, put it into super, get a tax deduction. So little strategy, little strategy, little strategy turns into a big strategy.
And your broker can help you with all that, can't they?
The broker,
at least give you advice.
You know, the broker's really part of the process. I liken it to the military. I don't fly planes, drive tanks and shoot guns, but I can get people in that do that.
Yeah.
So if you need a solicitor, let's get that sorted. You need to buy a property, you've got a conveyancing solicitor, we've got some really good ones to do there. You want to go and get a new loan restructured or refinanced, let someone do the legwork for you. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so we use these guys as part of our broader planning strategies to get you the best outcome possible.
Acronym of the week, LM.
LMI, Lenders Mortgage Insurance.
Elaborate.
Well, when you borrow, the bank generally wants to see a 20% deposit. That's their buffer of security, if you like. If you turn up to borrow and you have generally less than 20% deposit, they make you take lender's mortgage insurance, which is an insurance policy for the bank on you. It doesn't protect you from the bank. Now, you capitalize that and add that to your loan value. So if you've borrowed $400,000 and your lender's mortgage insurance is 10 grand, for example, you borrow $410,000. Now, if you'd saved a little bit more, and been a little bit more diligent and waited another 6 months, and you didn't have to borrow an extra 10, that you're then going to compound from an interest perspective over the next 20 years. Mm. It's not 10 grand you're paying. It's 10 grand plus, plus, plus all the time that you're incurring interest on it. So be diligent, be a good saver, and make sure that, you know, your mum is garnishing your wages.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really clever. Just make sure mum's not taking them to the club on a Friday.
Yeah, it's amazing how a penny can grow, isn't it?
Well, look, I had somebody in today, and we started this process 12, 18 months ago, restructured the home loan, got a good result, huge cash flow saving. She's then saved all the money, gone out, bought her husband a new motorcycle, and, you know, Marcel better be out riding it on the weekend, otherwise, you know, I'll have next week off.
Yeah.
So it's proof that good behaviour and good diligent planning can have income benefits, and not just making super contributions for the longer term, but actually fun stuff right now, like bikes and cars and these things. Because I think most people would rather buy a nice car, a bike, golf membership, and take their wife out for dinner than pay a little bit extra on their mortgage. So,
and you can get all the advice, financial planner at Envision Financial, and they are now the winner of the Practice of the Year. Two advisors or less, second year in a row, so you know you're on a winner. You can ring them on 6260-4749 or see them at 44 upstairs, 52 Townsend Street in Phillip. Congratulations again, Luke Smith, to you and your team.
See you next week.